Sportsbet Elite Average Games. Download the app today and make it look easy. With Sportsbet, gamble responsibly.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Dead Set Legends on another... We are so lucky. It's another beautiful day, isn't it, Ebo?
Oh, I love it. I love to have you back.
We do need some rain, but make the most of this...
Beautiful day.
Blue skies, high clouds.
Do you know where it would be good today? Down at the Cuyonga Golf Club, wouldn't it?
Oh, don't get me started.
Where are you
going
today?
Don't get me started. No, footy today.
I know.
Collingwood Crow, so looking forward to that. It's a very good morning to Andrew Jarman. Are you off to a funeral, Jars, or what's the story?
Well, I'm rucked up.
You're in black.
I'm rucked up
from head to toe.
Flaming cold, young man. And how come every time you intro the Saturday morning Dead Set Legends, and thank you for the ratings, we've had a good book too, boys.
Mm-hmm.
you always refer to the weather.
Don't you
Why don't
start.
You just focus
I'm
on what's
weatherman.
Coming on the show? What's
I'm
the content?
Weatherman.
Who's the weatherman? Xavier Minicom.
You're not a weatherman. What?
Well, there's a lot of people that are interested in the weather, Jars, because there's people gardening, there's people
not
going
today.
To local sport.
It's 18 degrees, rain, and it's flaming cold. So that's why I'm rugged up like a grizzly bear, young man.
You are too.
Beautiful out there.
Don't be KG.
A bit of the Saturday morning stubble. He's got the big black beanie on.
Have the Williston boys actually caught on in regards to your fashion? Because you wear the same thing every bloody day.
No, I don't.
You just wear black
and
club uniform.
Do you reckon he washes?
I do wash.
No,
I had a bath last night.
No, not you, but the clothes. They're just the same clothes every week.
That beanie's got those nasty little balls on it.
Yeah. That is an old beanie.
Come on, let's go. What have we got?
Now, Ebo also did the boundary last week.
I did.
Now, I listened in. I was on my deathbed last weekend, but I listened in, and the first thing Ebo says, oh, it's a beautiful day for football.
I had to take lead from the best.
Yeah, but mate, what do you refer to the weather?
Get your own stuff.
They said to me, what do you want to talk about? Throw to the weather. I was like, all right, I'm going to give you a weather report then.
What boring is that? Give me something I don't know.
Well, mate, I gave you plenty on last Sunday. You should have listened.
Are you back this week?
I was giving footy. Yeah.
And did Bernie shaft you as well?
No, he shafted
me. I was ready to go. I was in shorts and a shirt sitting up in level 4. I just had my pie and pasty. Bernie tapped me on the shoulder down on the boundary, son.
Did you wear a mask and gloves and a space outfit? What you got to wear these days going to the footy?
Pretty much.
Hey, can't touch anything these days.
Oh, no. Well, did you know I actually got falconed?
Mate, did you?
Mate. I went
did
up,
you?
Yeah.
So that big snout, no runner.
Mate, Mundy's bloody popped it up. Had the glasses on. The glasses almost got wiped off the face.
Jeez.
And I went to try and protect the other fella that was there on boundary.
Yeah.
From another station, don't want to say. Yeah. And anyway, I've sort of like put the hand up, tried to hit it over, and it's gone bang, hit me in the face on the way through.
So you touched the footy.
I did touch the
Well, you're going to be quarantined for 14 days.
Yeah, from Freo, though.
You'll be in trouble with Nicola.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Now, we've got Jay Clark on today. He's got some news on one of the bigger names in the AFL, maybe heading to another club on a big contract. Mm-hmm. So, Jay-Z joins us now. Carl Veit is on for the
402nd
time.
We're finals bound, our boys, the Reds.
Very proud
of the lads.
I can't wait to have a chat with Carly because I spent a week with Adelaide United.
We got some inside intel.
I'm sure you would have. I'm sure. Oh, I got some intel. Yeah, that's how I had a chat with Carl, and I was like, Carl, we're always talking about you on Saturday morning. Like, Jars is always walking down the beach. Oh, surprising that. I haven't actually heard from him for a while.
We've got all our normal segments as well. But next, Crows are in strife.
What?
The Crows are in strife.
What's happening
now? Well, let's talk about it.
Is Once Rue again. Involved?
Yes. His show started it.
I want him to step down.
Good morning, Em.
Hello.
Emma G's with you.
Always a pleasure.
She's had a few froth marks.
A little bit dusty.
Hang on.
She did
join the party.
Oh, Adelaide's Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M is your Dead Set Legends every Saturday morning from 9. Ebo, Bluey and Jars.
Now, the Crows are under investigation by the AFL because of their return flight from Sydney the other day. And Rue and Ditts have bloody started this whole thing because yesterday morning they had an anonymous caller call in and this is what she said.
Well, when we got on the plane, we were all told that we needed to wear our masks. Yep. And the stewards told all the people, the Crows team that just got on, that they need to put their masks on. And then as soon as they were told, they took them off. They totally disregarded everything. And they're actually walking around the plane. I wasn't the only one noticing it. It was the people next to me, people behind, and they're all saying, well, you know, how come they are taking their masks off when none of us are allowed to?
Right.
So, yeah, it was complete disregard for the welfare of everyone on board.
Jeepers.
So there you go. Calling in, and there's a photo in the paper today.
So who are the players?
Texas sitting there without his mask. But you, when you are on the plane, you're allowed, because I've had a few flights, and so if you're eating or drinking, then you can obviously remove your mask. So to get
the, and were they eating or drinking, the lads?
Well, I don't know. Well, if she's talking about them,
so you're telling
sort of
me
walking
eating,
around the plane,
eating and drinking the whole flight.
Yeah, if they're walking around the plane without their mask on, then that's not a great look, is it? So no, that sounds like they've. If that is true, then they've done the wrong thing. But it's look, it's a it's one of those ones, isn't it? They're not. I've seen a lot of people at the airports. Not with masks on, so we all want to do the right
thing. It's the image, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when then Nicola's coming out during the week and talking about Collingwood and all this sort of stuff about letting them in and to play. I think it's just that image of then them being seen to be disregarding what everyone else in the state has to adhere to or in the country has to adhere to.
Is it mandatory to wear a mask on flights?
Sure is, yeah. Yes. From the moment you step in the airport nowadays, pretty much the
even
time,
in the airport?
From the moment you get into the airport to the time you get out of the other airport. Yeah. You're meant to have them on unless you're eating. Or,
so will they get sanctioned then? Will the AFL?
Oh, I reckon they'll get a fine.
Yeah. But you don't want it to just be one person looking at it saying, oh, everyone was doing it. And then the reality, it was just one guy accidentally didn't put it on at one point, you know? Like, so we've obviously just gotten one person's perspective on this.
No, that's
right. You've obviously got to dig deeper.
The same thing happens, Jars, at the Adelaide Oval. So you, if you're moving around, you have to have your mask on. So when I've been doing the boundary line, if you go from the commentary spot down to the boundary line, then you've got to have your mask on. But there's and then you can take it off, obviously, to do your work. And if you're stationary. But there's been a couple of times where I've, like, halfway back up to the commentary box and I've forgotten the mask. Because in every other day, you know, you don't have to wear it. So there are times, so, you know, whether it was Tex or whoever got up, they might have just forgotten to put their mask on.
Gone to the toilet and all of a sudden it's they're all disregarding it. Yeah, so there's certainly that level of it.
So what was Tex? He's talking to someone, was he?
Well, the photo looks as if it's, a couple of players have just dropped it below their mouth or Tex has completely got it off. That's what you can tell.
Well, he might have been drinking.
And that's it. He might have had some food in his hand. So, for us to go jumping on the bandwagon and saying it's completely unacceptable at this point is hard. But at the same time, I'm sure they'll delve into it. And if it has been seen that they were just completely disregarding the rules, then certainly there's got to be some sanctions.
There's
Jazz?
More important things in life than worrying about this.
No, there is. But
I just cannot believe what we've become.
If you've got a profile and yours is very small, Jazz, you know, you've got to be doing the right thing.
His own feeling of his own profiler.
I don't
care. His own feeling of his own profile.
We know that the masks don't stop the virus anyway. We know that, don't we?
Don't you
minimizing
start,
risk. No, but we minimizing risk.
Read up on it. Talk to your local GP.
So what's
they've
everyone
all said
been
that
doing
the mask
then?
Does not stop what's the virus.
In the States, they've been wearing masks for 12 months. So what? They don't know what they're doing.
Well, just read up on it. Just what a beat up. The AFL, there's nothing there. They're probably just having a quick chat and then put the mask back on.
Well, so someone's got shares in masks and they've got it out there and they've done
very
up,
well, honestly. I don't even know why we're talking about it.
Let us know your thoughts on the Triple M text line 0488 51047. It's Ebo, Bluey and Jars, your Dead Set Legends on Triple M. And still to come, Adelaide United coach Kyle Beard, Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman are your Dead Set Legends this morning on Triple M.
Now, Jarge, you've got our listeners up and about because we were discussing the Crows maybe not wearing their masks at the right time on their flight home from Sydney the other day. Someone, Steve from Parrot Hills, has got involved on the text line 0488 51047. On your Jarge, they don't work. So he's just read a doctor's report saying must be saying pretty much exactly that. So he's with you.
Well, that's where I've heard it from the GPs, the professionals on the radio. That's where I've heard they say they're not effective. They might, he just said that really we've just got to keep our distance, wash our hands, be hygienic and be respectful of each other.
Yeah.
But you go after a Crows game today, how many people will be sitting on that tram, train, buses, jam-packed? They won't be wearing a mask. This is where I get confused about what the rules are.
There's a layer that stops you from spitting or breathing on someone.
We have to wear a mask in a stadium that's 75% capacity, yet people get on a train and a tram after post-game and no one's wearing a mask.
The rules are bizarre but at the same time, I think what's happening is on the greater spectrum of the world, the masks have their place. Like, you can imagine New York City. People are cramming into trains and trams and all this sort of stuff, working around the city. Anyway, let's...
Oh, we'll go to Hannah of Ross Trevor. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
You got something to say about the mask?
yeah, I just feel like the Crows players should really not be, they shouldn't just go around not listening, because they're held at a higher regard. They've been allowed to go back and forth for these footy games that we are allowed to watch now and we're allowed to go to. Mm. They should be setting an example to turn around and take it off straight away. Of course, no one's going to be wearing a mask today, because why would they? Mm. When you've got the Crows players that can go around not doing what they're told, why would anyone else listen?
Yeah, no, that's what we've spoken about.
That's it, isn't it?
We don't know the full story. That was just one person's version of events. We haven't really heard from the Crows as such.
Yeah.
And someone might have just got up in the aisle and forgotten their mask, left it on their on their seat. So we don't know the full story yet. But yeah, we need everyone trying to do the right thing at this time.
Totally, totally. I think there's someone else on the phones here. Who else we got here?
Well, we haven't. There's no one there yet.
Oh, isn't it?
Why are you going to the phone board when there's no one there yet, young man?
Well, when it's lighting up like a Christmas tree, I feel like we need to go to him.
Is it love? Isn't he a love?
He's a love. He's still learning. It's okay.
No, see,
you don't have to give me a lesson whilst we're live on air, do we? But anyway.
Now, Ebo, yes, it's the first time we've had you on since during the week, the mid-season draft.
Yes.
How, as a player that's just out of the game, are you for the mid-season draft? Because I'm sure the AFL teams, you know, like it because they've got another option or two up their sleeve to cover any spots. But what about the other teams that's coming from the SANFL, other teams around Australia?
You can understand the impact that it's having on local level football. And so you understand where, say, a Sturt now has lost their forward line and they've got to really try and, you know, recoup and try and find some other options. But really, in essence, you're trying to feed the top competition. And therefore, if you've got a player in the forward line at Sturt Football Club that wants a chance at AFL level, he's put his name up, he's getting the chance, and he's now playing AFL footy. And you look at like a Will Snelling or a Noble, like they're two good examples of players that have started in that competition that have been able to climb to that next level and get the opportunity, well, for Will Snelling again. So I think it's only a positive, and especially I'm at the point where football needs to keep innovating and keep growing. I'm at the point where they should open up for other clubs to be able to start poaching different players and actually having mid-season draft that actually... You know, a ruckman from Gold Coast could go to St Kilda, or you know that. That's
so you
a
want
example.
You want the I want AFL the clubs draft to take to be... from each other, not from state leagues.
No, I want it all. I want that.
Well, you can't
and...
have it all.
Yes, you
can't have it all. So who's going to compensate the Sturt Football Club and the Norwood Football Club and these clubs who have lost some talented players?
The AFL obviously. The AFL compensate.
No,
they compensate
don't.
With
no,
finances,
not with players.
Yeah, but they compensate with finance. Mate, it's what you're trying to do
finances.
Is you're trying to create the strongest level
understand.
At the top.
You
so,
understand.
So you're dead against it. I take
I don't know. I'd like the mid-season draft so amongst the 18 clubs to, like you said,
like,
I'm happy
that.
For that.
But you don't want them taken from
not
the SNFL.
Not from the state league. Not, so, no way.
So if there's a club in the AFL that have got an injured ruckman and they need someone drastically,
yep.
You're telling them, no way, we don't want to see the AFL competition continue to prosper and stuff like that by having a strong ruckman that can come from a state level. You're telling a young kid that's playing, no, you have to wait till the end of the year to maybe get your chance when they're sitting there going, I'm ready to go.
How many of these lads that got picked up during the week, Greg, are going to play straight away?
Well,
how many are playing this weekend?
Two or three, maybe. Well, I don't know how many are playing this weekend, but there's going to be guys that will get their chance
well,
by the end of the year.
Well, extend the AFL list. Extend it from 40 to 45.
It's not
yeah,
about
yeah, so
that.
You can add these lads into the group moving forward. You don't consider the state league clubs what they have to go through.
I do.
No, you don't. No,
well,
you don't.
I
You're just all about the AFL.
No, I'm not. I'm about
you
benefit
talk to
of
these...
the strong AFL competition,
Bradley,
which filters down to then what local level football actually sees.
Talk
and
to
kids.
The state league coach what they have to go through,
oh,
and
mate.
They don't get any compensation whatsoever.
They get
when
financial
they've lost some quality.
They get financial compensation.
They get stuff all, mate.
And
they
they'll be able to then take someone from the local level, and it keeps
no,
coming.
Don't you reckon, Ebo, there was a large turnover of SANFL coaches last year?
Yep.
And so it's pretty cutthroat for them. They probably want to be AFL coaches as well.
But
if they get to it, if you're trying to coach Sturt and you get two of your best players ripped out of your system halfway through the season, and then you end up having a crap season and they're going on win-loss.
Mate, it's not ideal. But then also on the other side of that, you get guys like Mickey Godden and those sort of types that are SANFL coaches that then get the opportunity to go to AFL level. So, yeah, there's like a turnover of coaches.
Yep.
But some of them are going to the next level. Brad Gotch has continued to sort of go AFL, SANFL.
You ask Jared Wright, who's done a great job at South Adelaide, what he's been through the last 3 years because of this mid-season draft.
Obviously, he's been had players ripped out of him. But then he goes
but
and
he hasn't been compensated.
Brought.
Their club has not been compensated whatsoever.
Well, they're financially compensated to the point where they can then at the end of the year go, hang on a second, we can get get a Matthew and Broadbent, or we can get a Bryce Gibbs, and that are star AFL players that are going to now play at SANFL level.
So Alex from Richmond, good morning.
Hey, g'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Alex.
Jarz, it's not often that I agree with you, but this time you are spot on. So what happens, you can get compensation at the end of the year money-wise, but what are we actually grading how we perform on premierships?
Yeah.
At the end of the year, if I get a Ruckman taken out, he's cost me a premiership, is the money that I get compensated better than the premiership?
Well, I understand that side of it. But then on the other end of that, the AFL system might get a player that can then win a premiership at AFL level.
But,
from a young
he's not going to make an impact. They're not going to all make an impact when they get picked up mid-season draft, because they've got to start learning new game plans, new players, new culture.
So you're telling me Will Snelling would be sitting there going, you know what, I'm happy that I just got missed out on getting picked up again. You know, like, so he's now playing AFL regularly.
But play another 10 Stanford games and then get picked up.
He would have got picked up anyway, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I get it, but he tops up a team when they're needing it in the AFL level. And it's also, it creates the excitement. It creates something else to look at from an AFL perspective. So they're always looking at content and the way that they can innovate. They need to keep things relevant and fresh. Therefore, this is an easy way to do it.
You talk about injuries and stuff like that. That's list management. That's AFL list management. They've got bloody 40-odd players.
Yeah. Mm. Professionals, medical teams. Hey. These are part-time footballers in the sample.
I love the fact
that's all you care about. You're just an elitist. All you are.
This is the silver spooner himself.
Dead Set Legends coming up. Rusty's Motorsport update for Bendix. Bendix Brakes, put your foot down with confidence. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. It's your Dead Set Legends every Saturday morning from 9. Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman.
Thanks, G. Let's talk to one of our favourites. He's done a terrific job. He coaches the youngest side in the A-League competition. They're playing finals, top six. We've got to get through this last round of A-League fixture, and he joins us, a dear friend, Carly Veer. Good morning to you, Carl, and congratulations. And if I saw you live, I'd give you a big hug.
Morning. Thanks, Jazz. It's been a long road to get to the finals, and we're very happy to get there.
Carl, now, have you changed your phone number by any chance? Because Jazz keeps urging us that he keeps calling, and you just have not taken any of his calls. What's happened, Carl?
Don't, Carly.
No, he's taken to messaging the wife now. To contact.
Yeah. He's doing the same thing with my wife as well, Carl.
No, I don't.
This is what Dad always says about my mum as well.
Jazz,
I think there's a common theme here.
Just text Margie to say, give him my love and any chance to ring me back.
Stop screening my calls.
Hey, Carl, there must have been some relief Thursday night. It was a tight game, 2-2, but to finally get there, because it's been a long month, hasn't it, mate?
It certainly has. I'm just so happy for the playing group to reach the finals. I said they've put a lot of work in this year, and we nearly let it slip away. And, full credit to them. They stuck in on Thursday night and got the result that we needed.
Now, you must be going in with a bit of confidence, I'm saying. Like, you've obviously been a little bit inconsistent, but at the same time, you've beaten all the top six sides. So does that give you confidence going into the finals?
Yeah, most definitely. We know when we play to our best that we're more than capable than beating all the teams that are going to make the finals. So it's just a matter of us having belief in ourselves and going there and giving it a good crack.
Hey, Carl, I was watching the game the other night, and that last 10-15 minutes seemed to go forever. I was not happy with Tommy Urich getting that yellow card. I mean, it was the wrong decision. He got the ball, but does that frustrate you as the manager when you're in that tight situation? And he, because he got the yellow card because he went off at the ref.
Yeah. Look, that's part of the game, and that you get frustrated at times, and at times you can lose your cool a little bit. But you need that passion and that commitment, to play on the edge.
Yeah, and I guess, it's great to see Tommy Urich is back. What do you think of his 45 minutes, and is he going to make sure that he's going to be, playing plenty of football in the finals?
Yeah, I thought it was excellent. His commitment to the team and his work rate, and as you said, his desperation to get the result was fantastic. And, I think it showed how much we have missed him, that focal point, because he's a strong player and he's very good on the ball, and he'll cause some damage in the finals.
Hey, Carla, I could sense your frustration at the end of the game when you're talking about the inconsistency of your side. Like, you know, your best is so good. But that's probably just to do with the, you know, the age of your side. You're going to get inconsistencies with young sides.
Yeah, you do. The inconsistencies, I think, come from more from us missing the opportunities to finish games. You know, we get in control of games, you know, at times we'll be in control for 30, 35 minutes and don't score enough goals to finish the game. And then you're always going to, in games, you have your ups and downs. And we just got to make sure when we're on top of games that we, you know, we take full advantage and score more than one goal.
Now, coming into the finals, there's obviously a few games to play over the weekend, but who's the likely opponent first round?
I'm not too sure yet. It'll be out of Central Coast and Brisbane. So they've both got tough games today, and whoever wins, we will just have to prepare ourselves. And, you know, as I said, we've had good results against both those teams, so, you know, we're fully committed to getting a good result against them.
Carly, it's bloody exciting. You've done a terrific job, you and the boys, and can't wait to watch the finals action. Are we due for a little stroll down the beach at some stage next week, or what are we doing?
Yeah. I think I've got one day off next week, so I've...
Well, don't waste it on Jarvis.
Mate, really proud of you, buddy, and we'll catch up at some stage. I owe you a coffee, and let's go the Reds. And the Reds fans have been sensational. They're bloody loving what they're seeing, mate, so keep up the good work.
Come on, Carl.
Yes, good luck.
Thanks, guys.
There he is. Adelaide United boss Calvi.
I reckon he was talking about top two a month ago, but if you said at the start of the season, play finals footy with that, you know, age of his side, he's done a very good job in his first full season.
And the players love him.
Oh, totally.
Yep. I love him.
And you do love him.
But I love seeing our South Australian sides on the national stage playing finals.
Yep.
That's my biggest passion.
I really like the fact that they're really developing a lot of South Australian youth as well at the Reds. So they've got a lot of young players coming through. They've got a coach that's South Australian. Ross Aloisi's come back. Brucey Jitte. They've got a really good core group.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends coming up. Rusty's Motorsport update for Bendix. Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman are your Dead Set Legends this morning.
Okay, this is where we delve into your family this week. Bradley, we'll start with you. How are things tracking today?
Mate, it's been a bit of a quiet week at home.
Quiet?
Well, I had a week with Adelaide United, you know. I was working with Carly V, so I just wasn't there as much as I normally am to observe some of the fun that we had. But anyway, Henry's had a tough week. He's been a bit crook, so I was up there with him. Should have given you a call at 3 a.m. the other morning when I was sitting there trying to get him back to sleep. But anyway, he's fun. So anyway, that's as much as I've got.
Right, Gregory?
Well, unlike you, Jars, I've actually done something this week, and I'm a man of my words. I say that I'm going to start my fitness regime and my health kick, then I do it. And I started it this Monday, so I'm a little bit, you know, sore. And
so this is the fourth time.
No, it's not.
You've said this.
It's just, but when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. No. So I've done four sessions this week. Now, when I came into work the other day, we often meet downstairs, Canetto's, and have a coffee or whatever. You said 3 weeks ago, Jars, that you're going to start your little, you know, diet. No,
but I got crook.
He's eating a burger and fries.
No, but they're gluten free.
And
the fries are gluten free.
He's on a seafood diet.
On what?
Seafood diet.
No, hang on. This is not about me. This segment. This is about you.
Well, actually,
you've started your program.
Yeah. So I'm. You wait. Because I'm going.
What am I
going to wait?
You got skinny legs. You got skinny arms. Holiday. No bum.
I'm going on holiday. At the start of September.
Where are you off to?
Well, I'm off to the Gold Coast. Oh, so right. I want to get the old chisel, the washboard guts when I head up to the Gold Coast.
But are you also swanning around in the Dick Togs? What do you reckon?
No. I'm a boardy boy.
I could see him swanning around in the Dick Togs.
I also want to bring up Ebo.
Yes.
So Thursday night, I'm minding my own business on the couch, just having a glass of wine, and my phone rings. And he never rings me.
No.
He rings me.
This is on the way home from training. To have a chat to you to see how you were.
You rang me.
Yeah, and we spoke.
And I'm like, he never rings me. Something's wrong. So I pick up and it's Jars. And he didn't have anything to say. And I'm like, is that it, mate? Can I go now? And he goes, oh, no, can I speak to your wife? I'm like, yeah, of course
What's
you can.
What's going
I'm
on,
like,
Jazz?
I'm like, anything to get him off the phone. Yeah. So I handball him to Catherine. Mm. Anyway, half an hour later, he's still speaking to Catherine, and Catherine's going, oh, you're so funny, Jazz. Hey! Like, God knows what you were talking about.
Well, but you know what we were talking about?
No.
That issue that we were talking about?
No.
Was about the... about COVID.
Oh, right.
That's what we're talking about. And you were there anyway because you were butting in every 5 minutes.
There's a real common theme with him and wives or mothers, isn't
there?
Well, you're always asking about my mother.
Because your mum's a superstar. And I see her down at the
Carly
gym.
Carly V just confessed that you speak to Margie instead of him.
That was to book in a mass.
And now you're having half-hour chats with Catherine.
Yes, so.
I had to get my spew bucket, interesting. Honestly, because the amount of, like, I could hear the odd thing.
I've never met Catherine.
We're so alive.
I've never met Catherine.
And you've never met.
No.
You said you love her, and you've never met her.
I didn't say I love her. You don't make that shit up.
Anyway. Get your own wife.
Right? I have. I've got a beautiful wife of 35 years.
Well, ring her on your way home.
I do all the time.
All right?
I want to talk to you, and you didn't want to talk to me.
I'm going to look into this a bit more.
Well, go for it. Don't you start.
I didn't say anything then.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
He's a dear friend of ours. He's the best in the business. Good morning, Rusty. Now, big decisions for supercars. They've delayed the introduction of the new generation machines by 12 months, Rusty. Have they made the right call?
Legends, good morning. And as difficult as it sounds, I think they have. COVID challenges, shipping delays, tough to get parts and so on. As you guys know, it's not unusual sometimes for big companies to delay a product launch to get it right. And supercars has got to get this right. It's got to be more affordable, a better spectacle or entertainment package. And they want a closer likeness to the road cars. So August 2022... for the proper introduction of the new Camaro and Mustang, but they are going to do some testing of the new beasts in between time, so we'll kind of get a little tease of what we can expect along the way here.
Hey, Rusty, looking forward to this. Remy Gardner is following in his dad's footsteps. Wayne Gardner, of course, he's stepping up to the big league in MotoGP next year.
How cool. What if Remy could do what his dad did?
Wow.
Yeah, Wayne, of course, won the world championship back in 1987. He actually told me on the podcast back in April that Remy had a contract for 2022. So he's just come off the back of winning last weekend in Italy. He leads the second-tier world championship, what they call Moto2 right now. KTM, the Austrian bike manufacturer, are going to give him the big break. He's probably had a bit of a difficult path to this point, guys, because he's been with some lesser-funded teams at times. He's slightly taller than some of the, you know what they're like. They're all jockeys in that game. But he should be, they believe, perfect size for MotoGP. The great news for us, we love our sport. We're going to have two Aussies to barrack for in the premier class of motorcycle race next year with Jack Miller on that Ducati too.
Nice. Jeez, that is fantastic. Now, and Rusty, one of the most popular races on the F1 calendar, has been cancelled again. Damn you, COVID. What's going on?
Lots of South Aussies and people from Adelaide enjoy getting up to the Singapore Grand Prix. It was canned last year because of COVID, and damn you, it's happened again this year. So, it's a great spectacle in that city, guys. By Marina Bay, under lights along the city streets. Turkey's now been called off. So's China. They're talking about maybe doing back-to-back races in Austin, Texas. Safety first for the patrons and people in the city and so on. But, yeah, pretty disappointing that one. It's a real jewel in the crown. So they're racing this weekend in Formula 1 in Azerbaijan. MotoGP's in Catalonia. Triple M News Live it all covered for you. And as always, guys, lovely to catch up on the legends. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Great. Thanks, man. Rusty's Garage podcast, which you can get free on the Listener app. Don't miss it. He's one of the best going around. Greg Rust.
Going for 18 degrees today on Adelaide's Triple M, and every Saturday morning from 9, it's your Dead Set Legends, Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett, and Andrew Jarman.
The great man, KG Cage. We love him, don't
just
we?
Before you go on your little cricket rant.
Yeah, now you're cutting into my
Mr.
time.
Mr. Jimmy Pedersen, our boss, all right, said, smile, mate, it's not that bad today.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Well,
is that a drive-by?
He picked up what I picked up at the start of this hour.
That you're
just
flat.
Sounded a bit flat.
I'm not flat.
And
I'm,
he's not. He can't even see you. Imagine how flat he'd think you were if he actually saw you. Jesus.
Got the visual.
Right, cricket.
Now, wasn't it good It's a perfect time slot to just, you know, flick it on at 7:30 the other night, and there was some test cricket on, Ebo.
I was excited, mate. I was really into it.
Are you into your cricket or not?
I don't
mind
it.
Be honest.
No, I don't mind it. I wasn't watching that one, I'll be honest. But like summer of cricket in Australia, I'm into.
Did you ever play cricket?
Not really. I went on Sapsaza cricket as a 12-year-old, and that's about it.
But you didn't even know it was on until I texted you.
No, I did. I'd just forgotten about it.
But who texted you to remind you that it was on?
You.
Thank you.
Do you know what I was excited about, though? You're probably going to go into it. Conway? Go.
I was going to go into it. This guy.
No, I'll stop.
This guy, Devin Conway, has debuted for New Zealand. New Zealand are playing England at Lord's, the home of cricket. And he has made 100 on debut against England.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just about impossible to do.
Did he get the double? 100. Did he get the double ton?
He did.
Yeah. This is incredible. What was your debut like?
Well, it was against England and I got 100. But it's very, very, very tough to do. So, and the other news coming out of that test match is that Jimmy Anderson has equaled Alastair Cook on 161 test matches for their country. So for that, for a quick bowler to bowl that many overs and to play 161 tests, he's not finished yet either.
Jeez.
And of course, England are coming out here this summer, Ebo.
I'm excited.
Live and free on 7, mate.
So what's the situation with the first test? What's happened?
Well, full day rain yesterday, unfortunately. Okay. But New Zealand made 378 and England are 2 for 111 after day 3. Now, some other news as well in cricket. The Melbourne Renegades, who are playing the Big Bash here, Ebo. You don't know your cricket, so I've got to explain everything to you.
Jesus,
have
man,
got a new coach. David Saker is taking over from Michael Klinger.
Former fast bowling coach for Australia, wasn't he?
Yes.
Hasn't he called Cricket Australia to release the findings of that investigation in the sandpaper
gate? He's just said, look, completely open up. Let everyone see what was in that report, and then hopefully it's put to bed.
The stigma won't go away with this, will it?
Not
until
really.
They do release it.
No, you're right. You're right. There'll be one of those players that was there. Chad Sayers was on about 3 weeks ago. He was there in the dressing rooms, and I tried to say, mate, what's going on? And he was but someone will come out eventually and tell us.
Is that
exactly
a good appointment for the Renegades?
Down.
They finished bottom last year, didn't
they? Well, he's a Victorian, and so he's coaching the Victorian team, so they can have him as far as I'm concerned. The Sydney Thunder have appointed Trevor Bayliss as well. So he replaces Shane Bond, who was very highly regarded. Now, Trevor Bayliss, Ebo, coached England for a number of years.
He did.
He's coached New South Wales. Very, very good coach. So that's a good pickup.
What kind of money would they be on?
For a coach,
200
Big Bash,
plus?
Nah, not that much.
They're only 3 months, isn't it?
I'd say 100. Between 100 and 150, maybe, for the head coach. Some other news as well. The ICC has expanded both men's World Cups in the future. So listen to this, Jars. In 2024, the T20 World Cup will go from 16 teams to 20 teams.
What do you think of this?
I didn't know there was 20 teams out there.
Who are the four new teams coming in? What countries?
Well, they'll have to qualify.
Wow.
So there'll be like a 12 months leading up to the World Cup, and they'll have to earn their spot.
Is the quality going to be there, or is it jeopardised?
Well, that's
that stage?
The thing. So it's good that it's, you know, you're developing other nations and they're getting their crack, but there'll be more one-sided games during the World Cup. And in 50-over cricket, in 2027, 50 overs, 10 teams to 14 teams, Jars.
In when? 20 what?
So that's four extra teams.
You lost him.
No, 2027.
In 2027.
You lost him at Conway.
So I'm done. No, seriously. That's it.
Tony, that was good.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
What have you come up with today?
Friggin'
face masks.
Plenty.
Face masks.
I'll give you a face mask.
It's your Dead Set Legend.
Face massage.
Boys, just want to talk to about a local junior game last weekend. The West Croydon Football Club are very upset that one of their greats, who's played 600 games, has been suspended. Got a blue card by the sample, helping out a junior side last week. And their president is on the phone from the West Croydon Football Club. Scotty joins us this morning. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Mate, you're gutted. Your club's gutted that one of your players who helped out a junior game last week. Can you explain to us what had happened in that junior game with one of your club greats?
Yeah, sure. So there's Luke Woodcock, and he's he was volunteering in the role as runner. He noticed a sling tackle, which he had to take one of the young fellas off the oval for.
Yeah.
And he said to the umpire at the time, you know, come on, umpire, what about the sling tackles? Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a clearly hurt young boy here. We've got to take off and check him for concussion.
Yeah.
And the umpire said, I didn't see it. Nothing else was said.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit further on into the game, there was another three of what our people were deemed to be sling tackles as well in the same game.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, Luke was huddling the boys. In the direction of the umpire, he said, oh, that was disappointing.
Mm.
About 15 minutes later, they've issued him with a blue card. And then it's come back finding from the SANFL that blue card means he's got cross-competition sanctions, a $250 fine, and he can't play or officiate in any league for the week. And we've got no way to fix it. We can appeal it, but it'll already be over.
Mm. So did Luke say that exactly how you said it, like very calmly, or was there a bit more to it?
I've asked around a few other people as well, but it wasn't aggressive, abusive, intimidating. He didn't approach them. He had a couple of young fellas under his arms in their direction, said that was disappointing.
Hmm.
And he's copped the blue card from the SANFL. He's played, 28 years at your football club, and I've got some of the intel here. 600 games, player-life member, never ever received a yellow card or been suspended prior to now.
No.
And where are you going to take it from here, mate? So you're saying that you can appeal, but with a week off, it's going to be null and void, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's nothing that we can do. I just want it to be heard. It's a bit of a victim,
though, isn't it?
Mm. Well, it's a victim of timing because of the, you know, it's the week after the Edwardstown and Ingle Farm.
Mm.
It's that I understand you can't have that kind of behaviour with umpires, and I'm 100% behind protecting umpires. 100% across all leagues, you have to. We have no officials, no game. So I understand that, but you know, I also the problem that we see, we stand to lose not just us, but others. Once they learn that this is a thing, we stand to lose our senior players volunteering for juniors, knowing they could just have an opinion. This is just an opinion.
This wasn't
abuse. This was just an opinion. He found it disappointing. He said that was disappointing. That could be any number of things that would have previously been said and in the future will be said that could be now deemed to be something where now you don't play football.
Yeah, I think the way you've sort of explained it is that it is that, you know, issue of timing, really, isn't it? When 2 weeks ago the Ingle Farm sort of thing happens, and obviously that is a shocking sort of case, and I guess the SANFL are just stamping
it. But you can ask a civilised... respectful question to the umpire. You can do that.
Yeah, sounds like Luke was trying to look after the
and he's got kids around him in tears, being slung tackle, and he cops a blue card from the SANFL, who a lot of clubs out there are not happy with how the SANFL are running the junior program in South Australia.
Mm.
I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of backlash out there with clubs that aren't happy with what's been going on with the SANFL. And that's dictatorship at its best there, mate. Mm. Scotty?
Yeah, that's you know, without being too opinionated, that's how we see it. I mean, that's what we had to... So we just want the story to get out so people know that, you know, I mean, you can't protect the umpires, but if they're so off limits that nothing can even be said in their direction, then the game's in trouble.
Mm.
Well, mate, thanks for sharing that with us, and we'll see what else we can do, but I think he's just got to cop his whack, and it's a message to everyone out there that's trying to help out, volunteer for junior football, because it's bloody hard enough to find anyone to run water these days, and they're getting rubbed out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks for your time,
thanks,
mate.
Scott. All the best with the West Croydon Footy Club, mate, and all the best to young Luke. Tell him to keep up the good work.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
There you go, lads. I just thought I'd share that with you, but that's what's out there. That is fair dinkum. He is stiff.
Oh,
absolutely stiff.
And I'm sure there could have been a few more words thrown in there and all that, but even so, it's one of those things where, like I said, I think it's just that issue of timing. Mm. Like, it's happened a week after someone has gone absolutely berserk and rightly so got suspended, and now they're just going, all right, now we need to clamp down on any form of this and try and stamp it out, and unfortunately this is... What's happened?
The rush hour. I mean, they're Dead Set Legends.
The Dead Set Legends with Ebo Bluey and Jars presents AFL Newsbreaker, Jay Clark.
Oh, we love this young man. Provides us with wonderful information about the AFL scene. Now, let's start off. I watched the Premiership favourite last night, Jay. Their second half was as good as I've seen this year, the Melbourne Football Club.
Oh, fantastic, wasn't it? After a week of homeschooling, it's fair to say, boys, the kids have had a real guts full of dad teaching them their timetables, etc. So it was an absolute treat last night to see the Demons go to work against Well, I think a team who'd been absolutely flying in Brisbane. You say they're the premiership favourite. I'm right on board with that, Jars. They've knocked off the Bulldogs, Richmond, and now last night Brisbane, having come from behind. Now, we always sort of thought Melbourne, you question its culture. Are they a flaky football team? Can they defend? Well, they're ticking big boxes this year. They sit 11-1, and Jars, have a look at their run over the next, 6 weeks. Collingwood at the SCG, Essendon, GWS, Port Adelaide will be a big test, and then Hawthorn and Gold Coast. So they play one top eight team over the next 6 weeks. That is a cushy run for the D's as they look to, well, really solidate or lock in a top two berth, which would be a dream run. And they got Ben Brown, who they brought as the club's marquee recruit, just battling away solidly in the twos, trying to stitch up Sam Wiedemann on a new contract, of course. But do we all agree that they have emerged as the team to beat for the premiership this year?
Yeah, I'm on them. Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah, last 3 weeks has convinced me for sure. Yep. Now, Dane Zorko just got a little cheeky one in last night, Jay-Z.
He whacked Tommy McDonald, and it would not shock me if the MRO tried to come down real heavily on Dane Zorko, because the two dirtiest words in footy when it comes to the MRO is repeat offender. Now, Dane Zorko, sometimes he loses his mind on the football field. We all love his, you know, inspirational midfield work. He's a tough customer, but he does some stupid stuff, boys. Can I refer you to the 2017 suspension for striking Lachie Plowman? In 2019, he got off the spitting charge, but then copped the sanction for clawing Jai Simpkins' leg. So, look, he gets caught up. He's a hothead, Dane Zorko, and I think it's time. And I know it's hard to challenge. You tell me, boys, it's hard to challenge a senior figure with the playing group. But does someone have to sit down with Dane Zorko and say, right, you give Tom McDonald a clip to the mush last night. This silly stuff has got to stop. Isn't it petulant? Is it childish? Who does that inside a football club?
Yeah, I think it's one of those ones where Fagan probably sits down with him and just has a chat, doesn't he? And just sort of says, look, we love your enthusiasm, we love your energy and all that sort of stuff, but just tone down on some of the other stuff. If anyone's going to get through to him, it's him or a Mitch Robinson or a senior leader, I guess, and just having an open combo with him, I'd imagine.
It looks silly.
Yeah, now, talking about emotional, Collingwood Football Club at the moment, there's plenty of stuff going on. Now, there's been another issue with their COVID restrictions. What's happening?
Well, I got some big news for you, Ebo. I've been sitting on this one for the last 48 hours. Oh. So the Collingwood players are going to come out in astronaut suits. So they're going to have the oxygen chambers on their back. They're going to come out. They're going to have those big glass bubbles on their head. They're going to be painted black and white. Now, you're not allowed to talk to them. You're not allowed to talk to the Collingwood players. You can't even look at them. You have to be wearing sunglasses today, all the Adelaide fans in the crowd. Honestly, they've had to...
Are they allowed to touch the ball? That's the one question.
don't duck dive. We get out of the way of that footy. I'll tell you what. So the Collingwood players haven't been able to leave their home since about Wednesday. The poor things have been playing Scrabble all week. And so they finally get to fly over there. They've got to do 7 different tests to be able to come out to Adelaide Oval. And then they've got to play, of course. But the tricky part is, in all seriousness, is they face a 4-hour wait before the game. And because they can't do anything, so it's a charter flight directly over the Collingwood players. They then get to the rooms, and then you're going to have 25 Collingwood players watching the NBA for about 4 hours today before they go out there. So it's been a funky old week for the Collingwood crew, and they're a bit bemused by some of the sanctions that have been put on them this week. Geelong potentially has to do similar when they play Port Adelaide and fly over next week. It is great that they've got a game, but all eyes on the game style today, boys. So it was their first goalless half at the MCG last week since 1905. Ebo, Jars, you guys read the game as well as anyone. Why can't they kick a score, Collingwood? Is it personnel? Is it the game style? Because they're playing the possession, chipping it around, backwards kicking. Do they have to? Do you want to see more risks in the forward half?
I think so. Yeah, I think the way that they're playing, they just seem as if they're just going boundary, backing around, almost trying to keep possession, but in a team that isn't able to do it at the moment. So therefore, they just need to play more direct. They need to build a structure that can actually just, if you want to go long to a 50-50 contest, just make sure you've got the numbers around the ball and you're actually doing it with some system. I don't know about you, Jarvis.
Yeah, the stubborn Buckley needs to get the Dimmer Hardwick playbook. Yeah. Brave, attacking, bold, risky football. And it starts from defence. Defence turns into attack, and that's what they've got to start doing to Collingwood. And that's why their fan bases turn their back on their football club.
It's hard for them to just
rubbish to watch.
It's hard for them to just completely throw out their playbook, though, because they've been playing it since Mick Malthouse, probably.
Yeah,
you know, it's just one of those ones where they've just been playing a bit of a boring style for a while.
If he wants to keep his job, he has to change something.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, they can be rubbish for another week, as far as I'm concerned, because I want to see the Collies get a win. Now, let's talk... Let's talk Adam Chera, Jay-Z, highly regarded at Freo. What's the deal with his contract?
Slick midfielder, 4-year deal on the table from Fremantle. 750 a year. Money's not the equation. Ooh. I tell you what, there's building momentum in Melbourne that he could be headed to Richmond, pair up with Tom Lynch. He becomes the next Trent Cotchin. That's how highly they rate him. So I tell you what, Richmond, for as successful as they have been, imagine him walking into that midfield unit, pairs up with Dusty Martin, and then kicks it to Jack Riewoldt and Tommy Lynch at Tigerland. It'd be enough to make the rest of the competition spew up, I know. But that is the talk in recruiting land at the moment, Chera to Richmond.
Now, we've got one last quick one on Carlton. So they're going up against West Coast tomorrow, but there's certainly pressure on them. What's the latest?
Huge pressure on the Blues, in particular their defensive systems. We know they can score where they've let themselves down. Clearly under David Teague, and the pressure is rising. They need to be able to stop West Coast missing their six best players, I think, tomorrow. There's going to be no excuses. If they lose that to a decimated Eagles side, we'll be talking about David Teague on Melbourne on Monday, that's for sure. Now, Chris Scott is the man who is rated highly across the competition. Should there be a domino situation, and it's putting the cart before the horse a little bit, would you see Carlton reach out to a Ross Lyon or a Chris Scott, a big Godfather deal? It could represent interesting sort of machinations. You know, what does Port Adelaide do? Does Geelong go after a Ken Hinckley? What would happen there? Does Voss step into the power job? It's going to be an interesting 7 days for Carlton if David Teague can't stop a decimated West Coast side tomorrow.
Enjoy your footy this weekend, Jay, and we'll speak on the Rush Hour next week, mate.
Good on you, boys.
This is Thanks, Dead Set Legends, your Saturday morning show.
Yeah, and every Monday we check the answering machine here at Triple M, and we get a few regulars, a few, other people ring through, leave messages. 10 this week. Take a listen.
10 new messages.
Yeah, g'day, boys, it's Roo. Just finished having coffee with Tex, Nixie and Sloaney, just because I can, and just wanted to congratulate you guys on getting the big names on Dead Set Legends. I really enjoyed hearing from Norwood Football Club's assistant car park director going over what midweek training's like for 9 minutes, but keep it up, boys.
Oh, jeez, Roo.
Hello, Dr. Hannigan here. Bernie, your results are back and you don't have COVID.
G'day, Dr. Lucas, calling for Andrew Jarman. Your results are back in, mate, and you don't have COVID.
Oh, no.
Yes, Dr. Ewan, calling for Greg Blewett. Your results are in and you don't have gonorrhea. G'day, boys. Howie here from the Howie Games podcast, number one podcast in the entire world. I've taken 5 from recording the biggest names in sport on my podcast. Just to let you know, after my podcast, number one podcast in the world, the Howie Games, that I'd love you guys to stream my podcast, the Howie Games, number one podcast in the history of podcasts, and I'll plug your podcast on my podcast, the Howie Games podcast. Oh, shit, I just hit a parked car. I've got to go, boys. Sorry.
G'day, mate. You know I do a podcast called The Howie Games.
Bernie, it's Ian from Cooyonga here, mate. We heard you got a bird on the 9th hole and a magpie on the 12th and a fox on the 15th. Mate, can you just practice at our driving range? Please. You've even put bloody sparrows on the endangered list. Just calm down.
Oh, boy, it's Ken. I apologise for the mix-up. I stopped by Jarvis's house after smelling a beautiful roast pork with a crackling from down the road. I even made an apricot sauce, but Maz informed me that it was just Jarvis having a sauna. Fair income. I got my Speedos out and came back.
You know, boys, it's Tex.
Yes.
We didn't have a win on the weekend, but I didn't have much luck at Drake's either. The guy behind the counter goes, "Do you want to put your milk in this bag?" And I went, "No. I want to keep it in the carton." Dickhead.
He finishes off with
G'day. It's Matto, your boss. Wow. Just a reminder for this week, Greg. We'll give the stories about someone eating their own shit a miss, eh? Gentlemen, it's Yada. Who do I have to root to get a pair of free sunglasses when I'm calling the game at the magnificent Adelaide Oval? Every time Blewett opens his mouth, the reflection off his teeth is like a collapsed sun happening down on the forward pocket. If you think Port Adelaide's forwards are bright, wait till Blewett flashes his f***ing smile towards the commentary box. Bern, Micah from the Stansbury pub, just checking if you're in for the pool comp. Got a few that have already confirmed. Donga, Buffy, Davo, Shazza, Gleno, Stevo, Kinga, Buffer, Dangers, Ferret, Maxi, Timo, Cheddar, Barb, Dazza, Buzzy, Dino, Bucko, Kelso, Buffalo, Wrecker, Ballbag, Hammo, and Brett. Are you in or are you out? Hello, gentlemen. Yeah. It's Brayshaw.
Yeah.
You are so fat, Jarvin.
Yeah.
When you go to the Adelaide Zoo, the animals tried to feed you!
There are no more messages.
'Jazz Jam on Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Ebo, Bluey and 'Jazz Saturday mornings from 9.
Yeah, my cousin introduced me to that, Brenty Jarman. I had Highway Star, which is a great track, didn't we, G? But
yeah.
What happened?
Well, we couldn't find it.
We didn't have it.
Yeah. Okay. Some footy today, chaps. Chaps. Split round. All right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. What is it? Six games?
Yeah, six games.
Six
young
games,
man.
Yep.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Northern Territory stuff.
No.
James, are we doing the tips, aren't we? Yeah, we're doing the tips. Our producer said do the tips.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did talk about that, the NT are looking to get a licence from the AFL. The news came out.
It's exciting, yeah.
You'd like to see it happen?
Oh, like it'd be cool to see it happen. I don't think it's going to happen in the near future, though, will you? Because that's...
A traditional football state, the territory, sorry.
I think they're trying to pursue it in a different way, though, because they know the financial side of things probably wouldn't stack up, but they're looking at it from the social...
I'd love to see an NT side and Tassie, 20-team comp.
Oh, mate, the social impact would be huge. I think that's what they're sort of going down the path of, which would be great.
Got enough Bluey, footy, got enough decent footy players to go around for another couple of teams.
Plenty.
Or what?
That would be good.
Plenty.
The NT.
Did you know there's 500 of you blokes running around every week? You know that?
Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it?
Mm. You think it can't be that hard to play, then, if there's 500.
You chose the wrong sport, didn't you? The old skinny arms. Imagine him just running around on the wing. Yeah, old chicken arms.
Good boy.
Get in there. Oh, don't worry. I
Sydney v St Kilda today, chaps. SCG. Hopefully we'll get a good crowd there.
Sydney. What do you think?
Sydney for me.
Yeah.
SCG, Sydney are they play that ground pretty well, don't
and
they?
They're in some great form. I really like the way they've rebounded strong, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've been able to rebuild a team really well.
Okay, that's Sydney for me. Let's go Essendon v Richmond tonight. Dreamtime. Sold
Optus.
Out 60,000.
Optus. I'm going Bombers.
Ooh, I'm going to go Richmond.
Yep, I'm going Richmond as well, young Bradley.
Well, Essendon were over there last weekend as well. Played that ground pretty well, I thought.
They did. Up against
going
them.
All right.
Yep. Anyway,
Adelaide Crows v Collingwood.
Crows.
Today.
Yep. Yeah. Going the Crows.
There's no doubt about that.
By how many, Jazz?
Oh, I think it'll be tight. I reckon you're looking 5 to 6 goals. If Tex gets going, I think Tex will kick his 5 today. I want to see some more improvement from the younger players. The small forwards of the Adelaide Crows need to lift.
Need to tackle?
Well, they just need to lift and keep. Yeah, you're right. They're forward 50 pressure.
I think it's just, it's the pressure, isn't it? Not necessarily the tackles. It's almost that perceived pressure at times where they're able to just close down on the man, force them into a mistake, and it's the defenders that are then able to take intercept marks just outside 50. That's normally the way that you do it.
Nathan Buckley in today, do you think? What, you think? Doesn't matter about the result, where he's at?
What, you reckon he's done, just 100% done?
I think he's... I don't think he'll be there next year from what
we're
hearing.
And that's the way it sort of sounds, doesn't it? Which... Considering 2 years ago they were in a grand final and they have put so much into sort of Bucks and the way they've grown the team,
And Grundy's a real big loss, so Big O'Brien should dominate that that area. But it gives another young man an opportunity. So,
yep, it does.
Hopefully we get a pretty good crowd there today. What's our capacity? Are we 75% of that?
No, 100%.
No, 100%.
We're 100%.
Yep.
Yep.
See, and 4 o'clock's not a good time slot.
No,
it's not a good because there's so much grassroots footy going on around the state.
To actually play at that time, though, I like it. You sort of get pretty much in the middle of winter. You're getting in the middle of winter. You're getting a night game, really. Yep. So it's good.
Hey, Jars, can I quickly touch on Riley O'Brien? Mm. Marking form the last month, he's really dropped off.
Has he really dropped off? He's marking, contested marking.
That was his big thing. That was his big thing. He's going under the flight of the ball a lot, so that's where he had a bit around. They had a better game last week, so let's hope he has a good one.
He has been a star for them, though. Yeah. He has been an absolute star.
We're getting the wind up.
Hang on.
Whoa. Hurry up.
We're getting the wind up.
Good sign to go into, West Coast tomorrow.
Carlton beat West Coast.
Yeah, and they will. All the best to Lukey Edwards, the son of Tyson.
Fantastic news.
Old Derm, congratulations, mate. We're proud of you, young man, in an Eagles
jumper
tomorrow.
You're a game short.
Fremantle Bulldogs.
Is that it?
Fremantle Bulldogs. Bullies.
Bullies.
All right.
Hey, everyone.
What are we doing?
No, you're not saying goodbye.
Oh, I thought we are.
We're coming back.
Oh, we're back.
All right.
All right. Well, now you've interrupted ACDC. Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends every Saturday morning from 9 with Ebo, Bluey and Jars.
Fremantle Bulldogs. Who's going to win that game?
Yeah, we have to finish that up, don't we? We just...
Genius wrap us up before.
Shut us down. Sheepest.
Frio Dogs.
Yeah. I
Frio,
you.
Any chance?
I'm going Bulldogs.
Doggies.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. Now,
yes, Greg.
Jars,
yes,
what are you up to today?
We're off to the Freeling Football Club. And
Freeling have been a bit ordinary.
Well, they're struggling and they're fighting and they're going to have a crack, so we've got to be on our guard today. Roger James coaches him, and I love Roger.
Is he still playing?
Well, he's played a couple of weeks. Yeah. I think he just plays 3 minutes. Still dazzles.
Gets his 20 touches and then says, I've done my job.
In 3 minutes of footy, he gets 20 touches, doesn't
I've done my job, and that's it.
What about you, Bradley, today?
Mate, I've got Andrew Moore, a former teammate of mine. Yes. His 30th birthday tonight.
Nice.
So, yeah, going to say good day to
him.
Good
boy.
Yeah. So he's
playing
doing well with
that. What about you, Gregory?
Well, home with the boys and Catherine for a couple of hours, and then I've got the footy. Right. So looking forward to the Crows beating Collingwood
down the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, Triple M rocks footy after this. Stick around for the rub, and you can now stream the footy from wherever you are. Download the Listener app now.
Sportsbet's Elite Average Games. Download the app today and make it look easy. With Sportsbet, gamble responsibly.